Well, you know, as a major deal happened, what, 2 days ago?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, okay, so the shipping container was easing its way, and all of, let's get this straight, because the harbor pilots were steering this ship out of Baltimore Harbor, which Baltimore is a major shipping port in the U.S. Mm-hmm. So it loses power. Here's the Key Bridge. Now, here's a bit of tribute further. The Key Bridge is actually, it's real. The full name is the Francis Scott Key Bridge. For those who don't know who that is, that's the guy that wrote the Star Spangled Banner. He wrote other nasty stuff too, but he wrote the Star Spangled Banner. Awesome.
And he was also a former United States attorney.
Yeah, but he has
we know he's,
deeper into the stuff. Anyway, the bridge folded. Have you seen pictures of it?
It folded. I saw the video.
Kids talk about
But
those tankers are so huge.
Yeah.
All the shipping, nothing's going to happen there for some time. So any ship that was heading this way can't come in. The ships that are there can't leave. It's a mess. Supply chain's going to get jammed up for a while. And then what they're saying, I was reading something, that the ships that are coming, the companies that own ships, they're being diverted to other ports. Since if those ships go to another port and unload, they're not going to be responsible for those items or keeping track of those items. You know how much merchandise that is?
Oh.
Now you know who could be down at the ports?
Amazon?
No.
No, man.
Dude, Guido and the boy. The good fellows.
Oh, yeah.
They Amazon, because Amazon, that's a major, Amazon has a major.
No, I understand that part. What I'm saying, the thieves are going to be down there,
friend. Yeah, they're going to be down there.
They can't keep track of anything.
Yeah.
Good fellows, too.
Yeah. That's what I said, the good fellows. No, the Port of Baltimore is like, I guess 40% of the cars that come to the U.S. from Europe, they come through the Port of Baltimore, which I didn't realize, but they were talking today about all these different things. Coal shipping out of the U.S. from West Virginia, all these coal mine regions, go out of that port. Everything is on hold. That's going to get a little ugly. I think I listened to the president talking about it. They're going to get this thing fixed because they have no choice. They got to get the place clear in a few weeks and get another bridge put up in a year or 2 years. It took 6 years or whatever to build that one that's there, but that was in the 70s. They'll put a new bridge up. Huh? No, they're going to have, you got no choice.
You got no choice.
They're going to clear it up.
They're putting they're putting all the resources in it right now.
Everything. Joe Biden will get this done. I was listening to a guy the other day. Said, listen, it's not a political thing. It's just that he's been around the government so long. He knows all this stuff need to be go to get it done. Because you need everybody, all hands on deck for this deal.
Yeah.
Clear the harbor first. So the ships that are there can leave. And you can start ships coming in. And then get the action started on putting in a new bridge. And you got to get it done in like a year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah.
They can do if you pay.
Yeah.
You're like me and one of my guys were talking last night at Cafe DeFreno about it. He said, well, Tampa, we got a problem. We love Tampa. They've done a lot of work, but they need to get this stuff fixed faster than they take their time. So I went there the other day. The guys got a hole on Franklin Street and they weren't even working on Sunday. You need to work round the clock to fix this. You know, in LA, they had the thing about traffic palooza when they're fixing this overpass or the 405, they contract a company to do it in 1 weekend because you close down the 405 for 2 days, 3 days. Yeah. They closed on a Friday evening. They was going to reopen on Monday morning. These guys tore that bridge down, built a new one over the course of a Friday evening to Sunday night. Monday morning, traffic moving again. They made like millions of dollars in bonus for getting it done. They got it done. But that's what you have to do. We have the means and technology in this country to do that kind of thing.
You just got to pay.
That's
why I can't get I-4 done.
Yeah. Well, we're some other stupidity along with it too, but that's whole.
That's true.
Yeah. Some other backs. You know what I mean? But no, but this whole, I find this intriguing. I've been following it because you think that area there is like, because I was talking to my friend about who used to live in Maryland, and everybody crossed that bridge. Now it's like what used to be like a 15 mile drive. It's like 45 miles, and no matter what time it's going to take to go around.
Yeah, good you look. Mean? Yeah, yeah. Good
it's gonna get. He's gonna be ugly for a while. Now,
very, ugly. Very,
it's
very
be ugly. Ugly. So you got to get this done. That's a crisis. That's all. It's not as well. It's almost like when that tanker turned sideways in the Suez Canal last year, and blocked everything. And they was counting the dollars every day that they get that thing straightened out because nothing could happen.
Right.
So the guy in Virginia said they're gonna take some in their port, but still. Going to a different port, that stuff going to be, it's going to be a lot of stuff sitting there for months and months and months. And
nobody knows where it belongs. Yeah, it's just, man, yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a mess.
Nobody paying attention to stuff. If something directly affected to us, and you have to look around as what is going into the port, because you're going to see some increase in different prices because of the supply chain.
Yep, exactly. Exactly.
And we're just still trying to get the supply chain back from the pandemic. So,
yeah, but we had kind of moved on.
Yeah, we were picking back up.
I mean, I think a lot of products, like physical products, were still down. I don't know what's going on with grocery pricing.
What kind of grocery product?
I'm doing two different things. So I think consumer goods, that supply chain had pretty much leveled out. The supply chain on like foodstuffs and that, I feel like that's what's still affected, because prices are still kind of janky for a lot of those goods. And I don't necessarily think it's an inflationary thing.
I think it's janky.
Like the money you would budget, that I see, to budget for a weekly grocery bill does not go as far as it used to go. So, but I don't think
they're not bringing that back down. They just jack you up.
But inflation's down, right? I mean, make sure I'm right. Inflation is down or holding steady. Yeah. So we got past that little bump.
Dude, listen. I drove by a service station yesterday. I didn't need gas. The gas was like $3.29 or something like that. Well, plus today when I needed gas, it was $3.69, 40 cents overnight. I should have gassed up yesterday. I waited. I could have gassed up yesterday, but when I planned stuff, I said I was going to do it this morning. The gas was up 40 cents. So you think the tanker price went up? That no, that's these guys are jerking you off and stuff. All depends on it's holiday week coming up. Palm Sunday. I mean, no, it's Good Friday. It's Friday coming. Easter and all this kind of stuff. Yep. And man, they laying you out.
Yep.
So that it's profiteering. That's what I said when you were saying about something about fair with the other things. What do you mean fair? Huh? Where is fair? Someplace in an amusement park, someplace? That's a fair?
Wow.
Huh? But again, I get a little carried away. I apologize. Anyway, this bottom up thing is interesting to watch. You got to keep an eye on that. I just feel like the old guy is going to get it done. Yeah.
All right. Then what we're going to do, we're going to, on our segment, we're going to have you give us an update every time we come on. So see where we are. See how long it's going to take.
Fine.
CD going to give us an update every time we come on. We're going to open it up with it. Welcome to Legal Late Nights. What's the update on the Francis Scott Key Bridge? Curry's going to come right on out and be like,
it's still down.
It's still down.
It's going to take us. You got to get the metal out. You got to find the six guys that's dead too out of the river first.
I think I just saw a post. They got two sets of remains just now. So, that.
Yeah.
These guys are probably maintenance guys or painters.
They were
working on the bridge overnight.
And for all you out there keeping score, a couple was immigrants from Guatemala.
All of them immigrants from somewhere.
Yeah. Doing that kind of work because, you know, y'all don't want to do that. American man. You're an American man. Did I say that?
I didn't hear you.
I think you said that.
But the point is, it's people are doing work and doing all kinds of stuff, and they've dumped in a tough job. That's a tough job you out there on the top of that bridge 1 o'clock in the morning.
Sometimes 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
But it was 1 o'clock in the morning. It was 1 at night.
It's 1:30 in the morning. That's saying that freezing cold.
Anyway, I just, I'll keep you posted on that.
I think that'd be something to watch and see how
Team how Biden do. I would. They may get it done in a year. Who knows?
All right.
You could be your other guy. Saw you guys have. Who took it out? Somebody moved it.
I moved everything. I was going to get you. Hold on.
Jeez.
I didn't know if I had later this, but anyway.